This is Health Matters reporting on smartphone addiction.
Widespread addiction to smartphones has become a headliner health issue. Statistics tell the story. The average smartphone user checks his or her smartphone 150 times a day and sends an average of 110 texts daily. 26% of today's car accidents are caused by people using mobile phone devices while driving, and there's been a tenfold increase in accidents involving pedestrians on mobile devices.
50% of smartphone users feel uneasy if they leave it at home. There's even a psychological term for this, nomophobia. In other words, fear of being without a mobile device. Nomophobia also refers to anxieties that stem from being beyond mobile phone contact. The number of youth who text or tweet instead of actually talking to others is growing steadily. According to Psychology Today magazine, an increasing number of college students now shower with their smartphones.
About 2 in 3 people sleep with or next to their smartphones. This habit is even higher among college students. More than half never switch them off. 34% of all users admit to answering their cell phones during intimacy. The health ramifications of this include something called text neck, a cramping, stabbing pain caused by looking down at your phone too long. There's also poor posture, which can affect your spine, your breathing, and even your emotions.
Research has determined that the blue light emitted from cellular and other internet devices can disrupt our body's melatonin production. Melatonin regulates sleep. Over time, this disruption causes sleep disorders. At this point, few question the impact of these devices on brain function. People who are overdependent on smartphones are basically damaging their ability to be attentive, and they have higher levels of depression and anxiety.
The long-term impact of this addiction on young people's brains is a mounting concern. Scientists are recommending that children spend no more than 2 hours a day of recreational screen time. The good news is that cognitive behavioral therapy with teens addicted to smartphones brought disturbed neurotransmitter levels back to normal function after 9 weeks. Whether or not cognitive behavioral therapy can permanently heal smartphone addiction is a question that needs more research.
Last spring, KIDE launched Youth in Truth on Addiction, a project to add youth voices to ongoing community discussions about our local addiction crisis. Volunteers from grades 6 through 12 participated. One of the questions we asked was, are smartphones addicting?
The young people who participated in these discussions think smartphones are addicting, but not because they've read the news stories. They've come to this conclusion through their own experience. As one youth said, "Yeah, smartphones are addicting. My friends, whenever I'm talking to them, they'll just be on their phones. And even I act addicted sometimes. I was sent to the store, but on the way got into texting and forgot what I was supposed to be doing." Another student said, "When you get likes on Instagram, it makes you feel good about yourself. It's great if you get a lot of likes and get that acknowledgement, but what if you don't?"
Our local youth are not only aware of the problem, they're sensitive to its complexities. One youth worries about parents controlling their time on electronics. Her concern is that some kids might get bullied by parents and want to commit suicide or hurt themselves in some way.
And that's not as strange as it may sound. According to a Common Sense Media poll, 50% of teens feel that they have cell phone addiction, and 77% of parents and teens have argued about smartphone usage.
One Youth in Truth volunteer voiced another concern, that we need to pay more attention to the world now. Instead of being glued to screens all the time, as she put it, we need to pay attention because the earth is not going to be around forever if we keep mistreating it the way we do. We need to take care of it.
Perhaps it's time to expand the discussion of addiction. We have an opioid and heroin epidemic. Are we confronting other addictions as well? Our youth have genuine concerns about how addiction impacts their lives and the environment we depend upon.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. Produced and written by Cynthia Potent. Engineered by Michael Hemminger. Our readers were Cody Yarborough, Michael Hemminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.